Now, Carl, I've been sitting on tenterhooks all week this week because of hearing this story about a waistcoat that could handle how many? 700 men?
700 men.
At once. I could have done with that, the way that my girth is expanding. So anyway, please explain, tell us all.
When Edward Bright was just 10 years old, he took on the job of a postboy, for his family was poor, and he wished to help with the family finances. And he would ride back and forth between Malden and Chelmsford each day. And that ride back and forth between Malden and Chelmsford gave the boy a voracious appetite, so that when he got home, he would eat a great deal, an enormous amount, far more than you or I could put into our stomachs of filling, stodgy food. And we all know what happens when we do that. Slowly but surely, Edward Bright grew in size. Well, luckily, he got apprenticed to a draper's in Malden High Street. But his eating continued. And by the time he was in his 20s, he was a rather large gentleman. And he had his own grocery and chandler's shop in Malden High Street. And his girth had increased enormously. He ate his large meals of filling, stodgy food as he had done since the age of 10. But now, as a man, he got a taste for beer. And he drank copious amounts of strong beer. It is said a gallon and a half a day, and a certain amount of small beer as well. Eventually, at the age of 22, he weighed 30 stone. And his health was beginning to be affected. He grew breathless at the slightest exercise. He could barely walk around the streets of Malden or even his own shop. And in November 1750, Edward Bright died of typhus at the age of 29, leaving behind 5 children and a pregnant wife. He was said to be 5'9" tall. He weighed 42 stone, measured 5'6" round the chest and 6'11" around the belly. The fat man of Malden, he is remembered as. But probably best remembered for a wager made by 2 Malden shopkeepers. Mr. Codd bet Mr. Hance that 500 men could be buttoned inside Edward Bright's waistcoat. Well, Mr. Hance took on that bet, feeling that it was not possible for 500 men to be contained in that waistcoat, no matter how large Edward Bright had got. And on December the 1st, 1750, only a little after Edward Bright's death, the wager was put to the test. And it was actually found that 700 men fitted neatly inside the waistcoat. For Mr. Codd was no fool. He had remembered that the way for old way for dividing up districts in Essex was by hundreds. And so he used 7 men from the Dengie Hundred for the test. Thus, there were 700 men inside that waistcoat, and he won his £100 bet.
£100, that was a lot of money in
those
days.
It was a lot of money. They must have been wealthy shopkeepers.
I think that was cheating a little bit, but very clever. But also, I'm vaguely surprised that the gentleman concerned who was doing all this eating could afford to do it.
Well, there's a plaque in Malden. It's been moved, actually, since last time I was there, I believe, showing the waistcoat with 7 men in it. And there's another thing in Malden with commemorating Edward Bright, the fat man of Malden. I'm not so familiar with Malden as I used to be, and I can't remember where that is now.
Never mind. It's a fascinating story. Thank you very much indeed. So I can't wait to hear what you've got lined up for us next week.
Well, I'm going back to a love story next week, and this story concerns a famous wizard, the man who called himself the Devil's Master and the White Wizard of Essex, and his name was James Cunning Murrell.
Right. Well, we shall look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl.